Welcome to Avirim Yerushalmi, Shir, sponsor for the Schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Aleph in the Hoyz V'Hadar edition, Perek Arbos, or the 14th Perek, starting Halacha Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Einoisim heal me b'Shabbos. As we're going to see in the Gemara, heal me is putting salt into water. And the simple understanding is that when you put a lot of salt into water, that turns into something which is more professional. And when you put vegetables into it to pickle it, so that it stays for many days. And therefore, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos because you're using it to prepare food to make the food stay for a long time. And that's an issue of preparation on Shabbos. I will also make melach, but you could do just simple salt water, and then he can dip his bread in it, or he can use it to put it into a tavshil. On my base, hello, he healed me, be meruba in wetas. He says, what's the difference between heal me and me? Melech, they both heal me. So therefore, he does not allow to do it, even a simple salt water. So what could you do? Now he said, shemen betchila. First, you put oil, latechamayim, into water, or latechamelech, or into the salt. In other words, if you put the oil in between, then it's allowed, then it's you're doing machinery and it's allowed. So the Gemara, Einusim heal me b'Shabbos. Ma bin heal me, ma bin min melach. What's the difference according to Tanakamo between the heal me and min melach? Heal me tzvicha umun. Heal me needs a professional. In order to come and do it, you need to know exactly how much salt to put in. So you need someone who knows what he's doing. Min melach and tzvicha umun, just salt water, anybody can do. Rav Chuna Amar, kol shenoistim atoicha melach v'hin nishwes, zoi min melach. If you put the salt into the water and the salt goes down into the water right away, that means it's still mei melech, it's still simple salt water. But if the salt is floating and you need to mix it, that means you put so much salt into it, it became yilmi. Another simon called shenoyzim toicha beitzei. You put an egg into it, and the egg does not float. That means there's not enough salt over there. And that therefore the egg goes down. Shein shikas, meaning it floats, zoi heal me. If there's so much salt in that it floats, then it has to heal me, and that's a simon of heal me. Says the Gemara, oisim yenumilim b'shabbos. You don't make a yenumilim b'shabbos. What is yenumilim? Yain v'dvash upilpilim. It's wine, honey, and pepper. And the chiddush is that did a misakin oich, is not preparing food, and it's allowed. You're allowed to mix it together, but you're not allowed to grind the pepper. Anything which is only a mixture that you could do. If you have to grind, then you cannot do. By heal me, we just said in the Mishnah you can't do it. Isn't this a mixture that you say you could do? And so the Gemara, Rabbi Yudo ben Titas, Rabbi Yudo ben Pazi, Shirin Barbob, Shabbi Yochanan, Shanyo Yocho, it's different over here, Shigmar Malocha. Meaning, what's the idea of the Hilmi? Is to have vegetables pickled for a long time. So it's you're doing a maise in Oichlim, you're doing a maise to finish the food. It's called a Me'abed Bo Oichlim. It's as if you're tanning food. And that's the reason you're not allowed to do Hilmi. We're going back to the pepper. You're allowed to break the pepper, but you're not allowed to cut it into very small pieces. If you took a garlic and he grind it, if you still need, it needs grinding in order to take out the oil from in it, also. But if it's already grind enough, you just want to mix it well, then it's allowed. Shum is the garlic. Poiser is unripe grapes, and melilois are the wheat, the grain that's not fully ripe. Shariskon miboidoim, he grind them before Shabbos, and all it needs is to end that grinding. So then, you can finish it when it comes Shabbos. You can't finish it. So explains the Gemara of Yaakov Ba'achav Shim Ba'abo B'Shem Chanino Loi Nichliku Ella B'Chulin. Only talk about Chulin. Rabbi Kiva's choshesh, if you can allow them to finish the grinding, he's going to come do the entire grinding. But if it's truma, it's allowed. And a krayanim no good with truma, Rabbi Shmuel. A krayanim did the minig like Rabbi Akiva, that they are allowed to do truma, like Rabbi Shmuel says by chulin, they did it by truma, that you can end the grinding on Shabbos. So the Mishnah. Ein oichlim is of yoin b'Shabbos v'shein no machal brim. So his of yoin is a type of food that only sick people eat as medicine. So therefore, you can't eat. You're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos because you're not allowed to eat refu. You're not allowed to do refu on Shabbos. So because it's not food for the healthy person, you're not allowed to eat it. These are types of food that people do use them for medicine purposes, but healthy people eat it as well, so that we can eat it on Shabbos. A person can eat anything for the purpose of medicine, or he can drink anything for that purpose. We're in Daf Tzadik Aleph on base. Chutz mimei dekarim is water which is used as a laxative, and it comes from between two palm trees. Vekoisei karim, which is a type of drink that they put in there, the roots of vegetables, and they use it for refuah. So these things are doing for refuah only, and they're mipnei shehem leyeroiko. A sickness called yeroiko. In other words, only people take it as people that have this sickness. But healthy people don't use it, and therefore you can't do it on Shabbos. Avol shaytehu mei dekarim letzamoi. If he wants to drink the dekarim because he's thirsty, not for the purpose of medicine, then it's allowed. V'sach shemen yekarim shelo lerefuah. If he's not doing it for refuah, then it's allowed. So something which is meant for medicinal purposes only, and he's doing it for medicine purposes, is usur. But if he is doing it for his own, because he enjoys it, even though it's medicine, it's allowed. So the Gemara, Chad by now showed Reb Shimon bar Karsino. There was a person who asked to Reb Shimon bar Karsino, Mao mishti karir toim b'shupto. It's a medicine used to heal the teeth. Are you allowed to use it on Shabbos? Omer le, im le tainuk, if you're doing it for the purpose of enjoyment, mutar. Im le refu, if you're doing it for medicine purposes, usur. Says the Gemara, "V'lo yimin asofu v'lifrimu," but isn't it inside the mouth? And we're going to learn later that anything inside the mouth is allowed on Shabbos. But talo b'vad dover shusha sakana. The reason why we allow anything inside the mouth because the sakana is the fascist. Here, there's no sakana. We're not talking about a case of sakana. So even inside the mouth, if you're doing it for the purpose of medicine, is asur. "V'lo yichlu es yorizer." What is that? Poli tirichun. The Gemara tells us the name of what that is. V'shoyse avuv roye. That's a different way to say the word the Mishnah said. Keshmur, that's they still had that drink those days, so they knew what they're talking about. Rabosh Shala Avirmio, Ma Nitni. How do you say in the Mishnah? When we said that you have the water called Mei Dekarim, is it Dekarim or Dekolim? What's the right word? Amalei Dekarim Shem Doikrim Samaro. They call Dekarim Loshon Dikur because they purge the gall. Makes more sense to say the kolim. It's water that comes out between two palm trees. That is called the kolim. Shalom bar Bob Shochanino zeshu loichesh. Person who does a lachash. What's a lachash? He's saying some words for refuah, and they use something with it. We'll see in a moment. He used something that he puts on the body of somebody, and he says a lachash. The lachash, the Gemara is going to say now, according to one opinion, is also on Shabbos because it's called refuah. So therefore, noisin shema gabei roisha veloichesh. So what he could do is he puts oil on his head, the way you put oil for sicha purposes, for anointing purposes. They put it on top of the head. Olat shloitin loy beyan veloy bekli. But don't do it in a way they do it for refuah, where they put the oil with their hand, or they put it the way the kli is done in a different way, which is clearly for refuah. That you can do. You can do it in a normal way because he holds the lachash, whispering something is not refuah. Says the Gemara, my opinion, what's the chil between the two opinions? Meiso, isn't it disgusting to put the oil on top of the head? You could do it a normal way, meaning that you don't do it by anointing him. It's mosu. He holds that it could be mos to do it, and you're doing it for a fool, and it's okay. You're doing it as anointing, and that's a normal way to do it, and therefore it's considered to be not refuah, because if you do it in a way of refuah, it would be usur. So it must be that if he allows it, because it's not mos, it's a normal way to do it. So the Gemara, according to that, can you use Maisa Sheni for it? Meaning that you're doing it for refuah. Maisa Sheni also. Maisa Sheni not allowed to do it because you're saying it's mos. And mos is something you can't do with Maisa Sheni. That you're doing it the way that you're doing anointing. Maisa Sheni mutar as well. Because Maisa Sheni you could do if you're doing anointing, Lisicha is allowed in Maisa Sheni. You want to tell me Maaseh Sheni and Shabbos go together, and in general, whatever you allow on Shabbos, you allow Maaseh Sheni. Chol shosu b'Shabbos also Maaseh Sheni. Ve'atani, we learn medicho yishatzu ubno b'yain. A woman can put on herself and her son wine on Shabbos. Pnei hazeh to take away sweat. Petruma also, but to do that in truma, it's also, says the one of Tzegbeis of Dalef, he truma and maizah sheni. In this regard, truma and maizah sheni are the same. And there's somebody now allowed to put wine in oneself for truma, now allowed to put wine in oneself for maizah sheni. So you see something that's allowed in Shabbos, and it's not allowed in maizah sheni. Says the Gemara, Ma'o Kedon. So what's the difference? So according to Rabbi Chaim, the Gemara now comes to explain to us without saying the words that this is between Shabbos and Ma'aseh Sheni. And Ma'aseh Sheni, you must use something for the purpose of tainug, of enjoyment, of food or sichel. Anything which is not under that category is also Ma'aseh Sheni. And Shabbos is a different discussion. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. As long as it's not refuah, you're allowed to do it, even though maybe it's not the most pleasurous thing to do. The only requirement in Shabbos is bilvachli aseh b'Shabbos kedech shu'ayse b'chol. As long as he's not doing refu on Shabbos the way he does on a weekday, so it's allowed on Shabbos. But ma'aseh sheni needs to be something which is done in a normal way of consumption, and therefore, if someone has intention to use something for refu, but he's not doing kedech shu'ayse b'chol on Shabbos is mutar, ma'aseh sheni will be asur. So in general, there is similarities to Shabbos and ma'aseh sheni regarding if you're doing something which is for its own consumption, it's allowed in Shabbos, allowed in Ma'aseh Sheni. If you're doing something which is refuah, so then it's also in Ma'aseh Sheni, also in Shabbos. But if you're doing something that doesn't look like refuah, on Shabbos will be mutter, and Ma'aseh Sheni will be osur. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daat Tzadik Aleph.